Hey everyone, this is Esther, and welcome to a new day of the Fuel Bible Reading Program. So then as we start with a new chapter, we want to look at James chapter 1, verse 5 to 6. And it says, "If you need wisdom, if you want to know what God wants you to do, ask Him, and He will gladly tell you. He will not resent your asking. But when you ask Him, be sure that you really expect Him to answer. For a doubtful mind is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind." There are many times in our life that there are decisions that needs to be made. And these are life-changing decisions, like going overseas for study, what course of study to take, who will be the one that we'll spend the rest of our life with. But when we seek Him, what is the posture of our heart? When we seek God and ask Him for wisdom and how to carry on with our decision, what is our attitude? Do we just do it for the sake of asking God? Or do we already have a preconceived idea of what we want to do that we're not open to Him and His answer? God wants to be a part of our life. He's interested in us. No matter what we ask Him, He will definitely answer. He has promised that when we ask, He will answer. When we have committed the problem to the Lord, believe in Him. It is important that whatever decision that we make, we hear God for ourselves and not let what others say steer us away from hearing the voice of God. Are you going through an important decision-making period in your life right now? If so, have you been seeking the Lord diligently? Or are there any ways in the posture of our heart or attitude when we are seeking Him that we need to change? The Lord says that my sheep hear my voice, so He will indeed speak to us with clarity.